Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting second, the left fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting third, the first baseman, Dick Williams. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Roger Maris. Batting fifth, the second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Hal Smith. Batting seventh, the catcher, Frank House. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Joe DeMaestri. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bud Daly. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Bud Daly. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second, the second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third, the center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Sherm Lawler. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Al Smith. Batting sixth, the catcher, John Romano. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting eighth, the right fielder, Jim McEnany. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Dick Donovan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Dick Donovan. And now, play ball. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle strikes out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Donovan juggles the ball. That's an error on Donovan. Snyder moves to second. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Snyder scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Athletics. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a line drive to left field. Snyder throws towards the infield. Daly fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Daly. Fox goes all the way around to score. Landis moves to third. It's Athletics, 1, White Sox, 1. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler takes first base on ball 4. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Snyder. Smith reaches second base with a double. Landis scores. Lawler moves to third. It's 2-1, White Sox. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. House settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is hit by the pitch. Jim McEnany is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McEnany hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Snyder, who is chasing the ball. McEnany reaches third base with a triple. Lawler scores. Smith scores. Phillips goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1, White Sox. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Daly fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Smith. House reaches second base with a double. Smith goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2, White Sox. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Donovan fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Preston Ward pinch hits for Bud Daly. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. DeMaestri moves to second. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-1 in the game. Tuttle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. DeMaestri scores. Ward moves to third. It's 5-3, White Sox. Ray Moore now pitching. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tuttle. The throw from Romano and he is safe. Tuttle steals second. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-1 in the game. Snyder is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-1 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Grimm now pitching. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Landis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Earl Torgerson now playing first base. Sherm Lawler now catching. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Maris strikes out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-1 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Lawler strikes out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-1 in the game, with a double. he's got one RBI. Smith hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Snyder. Smith reaches second base with a double. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a pop-up towards third. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. House hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0 for 1 in the game. DeMaestri strikes out. Two outs. Bob Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim McEnany is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McEnany is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. McEnany hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore strikes out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tuttle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tuttle. The throw from Lawler and he is out, Aparicio applying the tag. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moore fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Snyder. The throw from Lawler and he is out, Aparicio applying the tag. Two outs. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Maris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Williams moves to third. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 2 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Landis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Snyder. Landis reaches second base with a double. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lawler hits a fly ball into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Landis moves to third. Two outs. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0-for-1 in the game. Torgerson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Howe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. House hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0-for-2 in the game. DeMaestri hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Phillips hits a pop-up towards third. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim McEnany is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McEnany is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got three RBIs. McEnany hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore takes first base on ball 4. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Lump reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-1 in the game. Grimm takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Staley now pitching. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torgerson scoops it up and throws to first, with Staley covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive towards short. DeMaestri reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Landis hits a fly ball into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lawler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lawler. The throw from House and he is out, Lump applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Williams strikes out. One out. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Maris takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 3 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torgerson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lump for the out. Maris moves to second. Two outs. Bob Serve pinch hits for Hal Smith. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve takes first base on ball 4. Kent Hadley pinch runs for Bob Serve. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. House hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Kent Hadley now playing first base. Dick Williams now playing third base. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0 for 2 in the game. Torgerson hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Phillips hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim McEnany is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McEnany is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. McEnany hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Smith moves to second. Jerry Staley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staley is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Ray Boone pinch hits for Joe DeMaestri. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Zeke Bella pinch hits for Bob Grimm. Zeke Bella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bella hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Tuttle strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Kansas City Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.